pumps in a very obvious way. The big deal about the new scientific instruments of the 17th century was not just that they allowed precision and measurement, and not just that they allowed people to see things that they'd never seen before, moons round Jupiter, the stars in the Milky Way, or the cells in wood or other living matter. One of the crucial things that glass gave you was the production of large spaces. So blowing a receiver, as it's called, like this, is actually quite a complicated business. So a large space, which you can see, which you can manipulate, and which you can control. So that controlling the space within the air pump, so that you could, for example, put inside a little barometer and start to measure the pressure of the air as it varied. You could control the life and death of flames or of other experimental material. You could, in other words, use these instruments to test out what would happen in empty space and indeed, as Boyle sometimes says, on the moon. I mean, Boyle understood the air pump as a way of doing experiments as though we were on the moon. And the role of glass in that is really important, because up till then, pumps like this were made of metal. Metal was the only substance which could resist the very high pressures that would happen if you took all the air from inside. They would just collapse. But if metal, then you can't see what's going on. So glass gives you visibility and control, which are indispensable elements of the new sciences of the 17th century.